This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
20 years ago to the day, arguably the most iconic thing happened in Australian sporting history at the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. Cathy Freeman winning the 400 metre sprint.
Cathy lifting, goes up to Graham, takes the lead, looks a winner, draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
Good on her, she's done it.
Oh, we all remember the moment, we all remember the euphoria, we all remember the suit she was wearing because it was something very different to what we'd ever seen before. And we've actually got our hands on the phone number for Eddie Harbour, who designed that very suit Cathy Freeman ran in. He joins us right now. How are you, Eddie?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Eddie, I was 16 years old when Cathy Freeman won gold in the 400-metre sprint at the 2000 Games. And I'll never forget that moment. I was awash with emotion. How did that moment feel for the man who designed the very super suit she was wearing?
It was just a compilation of layer upon layer of different emotions. It was everything from relief to elation to sort of pride. I actually sort of felt, although I'm not Australian, at that moment I felt Australian. It was amazing. I just wanted to be associated with Australia. I was just full of pride. It was amazing, yeah.
Well, you played such a huge part in it. The suit was in development for like 2 years before she wore it on the track. Is it true that the original designs were kind of based on a Marvel cartoon?
The superhero thing was definitely in my mind. It was sort of an inspiration, but we were really originally zeroing in on speed skating. At the time when I first started designing the project, the Nagano Olympics were on, and there's a lot of technology in that sport. And we were sort of looking at that sport thinking, well, maybe there's something there that would apply to running. That was kind of the very first sort of inspiration for the suit, was speed skating.
Did you know that she was going to wear the suit on the day? Because there's so many reports about it being such a secret. She never really trained in it. I think she ran in it once before the actual day. Was there any trepidation on your end being like, well, is she going to walk out in it? Is she not going to walk out in it? How is this going to go?
Yeah, there was huge fear. We didn't know. We had no idea. It was always an option for her. And we didn't know if she'd taken that option. We'd worked with her throughout the project. But obviously, we didn't want to put any pressure on her because this was the race of her life. There was so much riding on this. And we had binoculars sort of zoomed, like focused on the tunnel. We were on the other side of the stadium. And we were like, that's where she's coming out. Let's focus on that point. And she did. She came out and she was wearing her warm-up. So we had no idea if she was in the suit. So we were like, Rick was sat next to me. We had one pair of binoculars between like 10 of us. You know, Rick had the binoculars and he had them on her, and she leant down to do up her shoelace. And he said, she's in it, because he saw the silver hands kind of pop out from under that, those warm-ups.
What
and
suspense.
It was just like, it was unbelievable. And from that moment on, it was just like, it was just a blur. It was incredible. Then we saw it in the full suit. Obviously, all eyes were on Cathy at that moment. And she had this suit on. And I looked at Rick and I was like, this is unbelievable. This is incredible. And Rick looked at me and just said, what if she doesn't win? And I was like, oh, my God, yeah. What if she's in this crazy green suit and she doesn't win? But obviously she did, and it was amazing. And as they say, the rest is history.
Good for you that she won. Like, if she had of, you know, not if she had have had a bad race, you just would have been the guy who created, you know, the suit for the woman who came fourth or something, the only person in the suit. But thankfully, that was not the case. It's a moment that is just etched in Australian sporting history. And you were such a big part of it. And there's some great images and some sketches and stuff at your website. If people want to see it, go to edwardharbour.com. But for now, Eddie Harbour, on this great day, 20 years after Cathy Freeman won gold at the Sydney Olympics, mate, thank you for sharing your story. Such a great one.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. The Hit Breakfast Show.